16-year-old Lena Emerson never expected to find herself living in an American cemetery outside Florence, Italy. Yet here she is, fulfilling her mother's dying wish to live with Howard, a man she's never met. After losing her mother to pancreatic cancer, Lena arrives in Italy determined to honor her promise as quickly as possible before escaping back to Seattle. But Italy has other plans for her. Howard, with his strawberry blonde hair and piercing blue eyes, looks nothing like dark-featured Lena. Her bedroom window overlooks rows of gleaming white headstones, a cruel metaphor for her grief. Yet Howard has prepared a beautiful room for her, hunting through Florence's flea markets for the perfect antique writing desk and gauzy curtains. And his neighbor Sonia presents Lena with an unexpected gift, her mother's leather-bound journal from her time studying photography in Florence 16 years earlier. "She sent it here last September," Sonia explains gently. "I think she wanted you to have it, to understand why this place meant so much to her." The journal becomes Lena's lifeline, a way to connect with her mother across the divide of death and understand why she was sent to live with a virtual stranger in a foreign country. Florence captivates Lena immediately. Its labyrinthine vicolos, pastel buildings pressing together like old friends, stylish families on Vespas. The magnificent Duomo stands at the city's heart, its marble facade seemingly beyond human creation. During their first dinner, Howard notices Lena wearing her mother's vintage ring, revealing a devastating truth. He never knew about Lena until her mother contacted him after falling ill. This bombshell shatters Lena's understanding of her past. At the cemetery house, Lena opens her mother's journal to find five chilling words: "I made the wrong choice." The journal reveals how her mother abandoned nursing studies for photography in Florence despite parental disapproval. As Lena follows her mother's path, each entry brings new discoveries. She stands on the Ponte Vecchio, where gold and jewelry shops gleam, and wanders through the Boboli Gardens, where manicured hedges witnessed meetings with a mysterious ex. Through this journal, Florence transforms from a foreign city into an intimate landscape of shared memory. Despite her initial reluctance, Lena soon joins a circle of international teenagers. Her first friend is Ren, Lorenzo, a half-American, half-Italian boy who lives in a gingerbread-like house. He introduces her to gelato, Italian ice cream times a million, then sprinkled with crushed-up unicorn horns, and becomes her confidant as she explores her mother's past. At Elena's party, Lena meets Thomas, a handsome British boy. They spend hours talking by the pool, his arm eventually slipping around her. Meanwhile, her relationship with Ren deepens. He becomes her tour guide, taking her on his scooter to hidden spots like a secret ledge overlooking Ponte Vecchio. Their visit to Space Nightclub ends with an uncomfortable confrontation with Mimi, Ren's jealous girlfriend. After a devastating encounter related to her mother's past, Lena impulsively kisses Ren, a passionate moment he abruptly ends. The train ride back to Florence is excruciating as Lena realizes she's fallen in love with him. Obsessed with identifying X, her mother's secret Florence lover, Lena confirms Howard isn't her biological father when he fails to recall journal memories. At her mother's art school, Signora Petruccione recognizes Lena as Hadley's daughter, but grows uncomfortable discussing a male faculty member who resigned during that period. Their search leads to Rome's Rossi Gallery, where Lena is shocked to find her childhood photograph displayed. Meeting Matteo Rossi reveals an undeniable resemblance. He looks like an older male version of herself. Yet Matteo dismisses Hadley as unbalanced and denies being Lena's father, despite their obvious likeness. The journal reveals the painful truth. Hadley discovered her pregnancy after breaking up with Matteo, and when she told him in Venice, he reacted with anger and accusations. Lena must now face that her biological father wants nothing to do with her, while Howard, who has welcomed her, isn't her biological father at all. Emotionally devastated in Florence, Lena learns through her mother's journal that Hadley moved into the cemetery with Howard after confronting Matteo, finding solace in their friendship. Howard reveals critical truths. Mateo had multiple student relationships and was fired after Howard threatened to expose him. Howard and Hadley briefly became a couple afterward, but she left without revealing her pregnancy. In a poignant confession, Howard admits he would have walked out on this in a heartbeat for Hadley, as one day with Hadley was easily worth a lifetime in Italy. Hadley kept Lena from Mateo, fearing Italian custody laws might grant him rights to her child. Lena realizes her mother hadn't sent the journal to find her biological father. She'd sent it for Howard, showing she'd loved him all along. Howard tells Lena he wants to be her family, referencing a bronze boar statue symbolizing their unconventional bond. This revelation transforms Lena's understanding of family as defined by love and choice, not biology. Lena feels both nervous and excited about seeing Ren at Valentina's birthday party after their kiss. She shops in Florence with Howard and Sonia, finding a pinkish nude lace dress that feels sophisticated yet authentic. At the party, Elena reveals Ren has broken up with Mimi, supposedly because of his feelings for Lena. When Thomas kisses her under floating paper lanterns, Lena pulls away, admitting she loves someone else. In the cemetery later, Lena and Ren confront their feelings. Ren confesses his jealousy of Thomas and exposes Thomas's fake British accent. As a peace offering, he gives Lena a cornetta con Nutella from a hidden bakery. Under the stars, they share the pastry and admit they maybe love each other. When asked about her future, Lena confirms she's staying in Florence. Lying beneath the Italian sky, Ren points out that together they make one whole Italian, him with his Italian father, her with her Italian mother. Early one morning, Lena climbs the medieval tower her mother mentioned in her journal. From the top, she absorbs the breathtaking Tuscan landscape, olive groves, vineyards, and Florence's terracotta rooftops glowing in the distance. As sunrise colors the clouds, she realizes that while she'll never stop missing her mother, perhaps someday the pain won't feel so sharp. This moment marks the pinnacle of Lena's emotional journey. Initially consumed by grief, she viewed her mother's final wish as a burden, with the cemetery symbolizing only loss. Through her mother's journal and Florence's streets, Lena has discovered how to maintain their connection while creating her own path. She's learned that Hadley was passionate and impulsive, dancing in fountains, falling in love with Italy and Howard, and facing heartbreak courageously. Lena now understands that grief, while profound, needn't be paralyzing. Under the Tuscan sky, she embraces her mother's final message, arms outstretched toward the future, ready to write her own story.